The Holy Roman Empire was one of the most ambitious, complex, and enduring political creations of medieval Europe. For nearly 1,000 years, it occupied a central place in the history of the continent, shaping the development of Germany, Italy, Central Europe, the papacy, and the wider Christian world. Yet it was never a unified empire in the same sense as ancient Rome, nor did it function like a modern nation-state with fixed borders, a centralized bureaucracy, and a single unquestioned ruler. Its authority depended on tradition, negotiation, religious symbolism, military strength, aristocratic loyalty, and the delicate balance between emperors, kings, bishops, dukes, and popes. At different moments, it appeared powerful enough to claim leadership over Western Christendom. At other times, it seemed fragmented, unstable, and vulnerable to internal rivalries. This tension between universal ambition and political reality defined the empire from its earliest beginnings. The roots of the Holy Roman Empire can be traced to the collapse of the Carolingian Empire during the 9th century. After the death of Charlemagne in 814, his successors struggled to preserve the enormous realm he had assembled. The empire had stretched across much of Western and Central Europe, but its unity depended heavily on the personal authority of the ruler. When Charlemagne's descendants divided the territory among themselves, competing branches of the dynasty weakened the political structure. The Treaty of Verdun in 843 separated the empire into distinct kingdoms, and over time the eastern portion developed into the political foundation of medieval Germany. This eastern kingdom, often called East Francia, included regions inhabited by different Germanic peoples, each with its own traditions, aristocratic families, and local loyalties. The most important territories of East Francia included Saxony, Franconia, Bavaria, Swabia, and Lotharingia. These were not administrative districts governed directly from a royal capital. They were powerful duchies controlled by influential noble families. The dukes commanded armies, negotiated alliances, and often acted with considerable independence. A king who wished to govern successfully needed their cooperation. He could not simply issue orders and expect obedience. Medieval kingship was personal, negotiated, and often fragile. The ruler had to travel constantly, meet his nobles face to face, reward supporters, resolve disputes, and demonstrate his ability to protect the realm. The external dangers facing the Eastern Kingdom were serious. During the late 9th century and early 10th century, Viking raiders attacked from the north, Slavic peoples challenged the eastern frontiers, and the Magyars launched devastating raids from the east. These mounted warriors, ancestors of the Hungarians, moved quickly across Central Europe and repeatedly defeated slower feudal armies. Their raids exposed the weakness of the divided duchies and created a demand for stronger leadership. The ability to organize defense became one of the most important sources of royal legitimacy. In 919, the nobles elected Henry the Fowler, Duke of Saxony, as King of East Francia. His election marked the rise of the Ottonian dynasty, a family that would transform the Eastern Kingdom into the foundation of the Holy Roman Empire. Henry I did not attempt to rule through constant confrontation with the dukes. Instead, he adopted a pragmatic approach. He recognized the power of the regional aristocracy while working steadily to increase royal influence. He strengthened fortifications, reorganized military defenses, and negotiated temporary truces when necessary. His reign was not spectacular in the theatrical sense, but it was politically intelligent. He understood that stable authority required patience and that the kingdom could not be unified overnight. When Henry I died in 936, his son Otto I inherited the throne. Otto the Great, as he became known, was one of the most important rulers of the medieval world. His reign gave the emerging empire its political structure, military prestige, and religious identity.